little sense just because you're in there. Let's go to chapter 292. Tapping that thing in the neurology wing. You had no idea that the bathrooms are joined, but that's common in a lot of hospitals. You open the door. There she was, perched and plopping. Well, obviously, you stammered for a while. She was shocked and flushed. You slammed the door. What you should do now is seize the opportunity and walk around to her room, knocking politely on the door, and say, hi. It's me. Had no idea our bathrooms are joined. Please, God, forgive me. As a matter of fact, my name's, Phil Sokolowski. Good to meet you. And, you know, she'll be like, oh, I'm Harriet Horsback. Nice to meet you there, Harriet. Yeah, but what I insist is there's nothing more embarrassing than having somebody walk in on you. So just so that we're on equal terms, I want you to walk in on me. All right? That way I won't have anything like I'm holding over you. Hey, I walked in, saw her on the can. You walk in, you catch me on the can. Fair. She'll say, oh, I don't really. Oh, now you say, I insist. I insist. Just give me about 5 minutes walking around this old gallbladder scar. And then you just come walking in like you walked in on me. And then we'll be even, okay? I feel a lot better about it because I'm a little embarrassed. So you walk in there, drop trowel, sit down on that bad boy and wait. Anticipation swells the blood as you see the door handle turn. It swings open, she's standing there, and you're like, oh, hi. And she's like, my God. If she turns and runs back to her bed, up trowel and walk in there. Sit on the edge of the bed and say, now I feel better. You know, I feel like I, you know, you saw me, I saw you. You know, most people have to be married like 20 years before they see each other on the can. Here, I didn't even know your name, and you know. Do you believe in fate? I mean, you're in the hospital, I'm in the hospital. Our baths adjoin. You're recovering, I'm recovering. You've seen me naked. I've seen you. That's when you grab the Do Not Disturb sign and hang it on her door. Sitting there on the edge of the bed. You pour her a little plastic cup of water as you fondle her plastic ID bracelet, affixing it to yours. Oh, wish that I could staple these bracelets together and we could recover side by side. That's the pitch. At that moment, she'll either say, get out of here, you pig, or she'll say, kiss me, you big bastard, now. Hungrily, your lips are on hers. The little candy stripers listen outside the door to the sounds of passionate lovemaking until finally the whole ward stops what it's doing as they hear, That's when you touch her lightly on the cheek and say, my God, that was exquisite. This is great. I'll be in here for another couple of weeks because, the recovery from a gallbladder operation is a very dangerous thing. You got to be careful you don't turn peptic and septic and everything. So I'll be able to come in here and we'll be able to share the same bathroom. Lord knows, maybe we can take a shower one day. It'll be great. You immediately run to the front desk and be discharged.
It's Thursday. Live.